It's time to play, Craig. Time to play.
Let's do it.
Time to talk with our favorite toy guy, Chris Byrne. He's the toy guy and content director for TTPM.com, and he's here to talk about the 115th American International Toy Fair. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Well, lots going on today. Before we get into what's happening with the toys, where do kids find out about these new toys? I used to have them during cartoons. I'd watch them, or maybe they'd show up. Where is the toy manufacturers getting to the kids before we even know that this thing exists?
Well, you're still seeing a lot of TV advertising, but today's kids know how to, especially if it's on a DVR, they know how to skip past that. They're using YouTube. They're using other types of video. YouTube has really changed the whole concept of word of mouth, so kids can share things really quickly. The spinners from last year, for example, you know, they popped up one place, and then overnight they were everywhere because of YouTube and channels kids watch.
So what do you see now at this American International Toy Fair as it gets underway?
Well, sit back, because I'm going to describe all 160,000 toys that are here.
Okay.
No, seriously. We're seeing a couple of big trends. One is the resurgence, the continued strength of TV. And PJ Masks is a show on Disney Junior. It's about three kids who, after bedtime, become superheroes in their PJs. And they've got a Super Moon Adventure rocket ship because this year they're going to the moon. And it's really sweet. It's a great way for kids to take that storyline, interpret it through their own lives, and bring it to life in a very creative place. That's great. That's going to be about $40 coming later this year. We're also seeing a lot of really classic stuff. Now, you may remember Pillow Pets. They've been around for a while. They're bringing back the signature line because they're finding out the kids are actually holding on to these. They're taking them to college. Check out the Instagram feed you're seeing. So they really love it. These are the classic pillows that use a Velcro strap to turn into stuffed animals. The signature line has elephants and all kinds of things. They've even introduced a dinosaur that lights up, which is really kind of cool.
Chris, this toy fair, who's it marketed for? Who's it intended for?
This is really intended for the trade. So you can't get in here unless you're an exhibitor or a buyer or somebody related to the toy industry. There's about 30,000 people coming from 100 countries to be here. So it's really a big deal, and they're all looking to see what are the toys that are going to be big hits as we get into the latter part of the year.
And how do we know now in February what's going to be sold to show up under the tree at Christmas or for big summer fun? How do we get insight into that?
Well, you know, I mean, there's a little bit of a, you know, it's more an art than a science, to be sure. But there are classics, things like Lego. Lego, this is the 60th anniversary of the Lego brick, amazingly. And they've had real success with their Ninjago line, which is a whole story of spinjitzu, they call it. So they've built a resurrection temple, and they've built a lot of play into it. So it's a really nice way to take that storyline and bring it to life. That's about $70. And then, you know, we know that there are certain trends that are going to continue. Arts and crafts is one of them. Crayola's introduced this thing called the crayon melter, which is about a 4-inch tall stylus with a chamber in it that you can put a crayon in, and it will melt it in about 45 seconds, and you can then use the stylus to draw with that melted wax, but it's not hot. It's warm, but it's not hot. And it's a much more efficient way than my brothers and I did, which was we melted the crayons on the light bulbs in the living room to get the melted wax to play with.
Sounds like danger to me.
Stop it.
Hey, Chris, you know, through the years, I've enjoyed going into hobby shops and then later toy stores. Should we be concerned about what's happening with Toys R Us or changes in the marketplace?
Well, there's definitely changes in the marketplace. More and more sales are moving online, and people are watching videos like we do at TTPM or other videos to be introduced to toys and see if they work. But I think there's still going to be a place for the brick-and-mortar store. Walmart's very healthy. Target's very healthy. Kohl's is emerging as a real player, but there's also online. I mean, it's easier if you know your kid wants something, buy it online. You don't have to hunt for a parking space. You can get it, and it's really easy, and there's a lot of sites like Amazon, of course, but Walmart.com has been growing, Jet.com, so there's lots of places for people to find it. We've been through these sort of gyrations in the retail marketplace before. So kids will still find plenty of toys to play with.
Talking this morning with Chris Byrne, our toy guy, the 115th American International Toy Fair is taking place in New York City. Is there room in the toy market for the little guy, or is it all the big, you know, company behemoths? How does somebody get a toy actually into market so that kids can have fun and play?
Well, that's a great question, because there are a lot of smaller companies that are really emerging over the past couple of years, and it really comes down to the product. And there's a game company called Yulu that's out of Holland that's introduced some great new games. There's a little company called Zing out of Portland that does things like arrows and all kinds of really, really creative products. And if they can get a toehold and that they can be become popular with kids, then the retailers come after them as well. So it's really a product-driven business. And, of course, you've still got the big guys. You've still got people like Leapfrog that is doing really innovative stuff. They're doing a thing with their LeapStart, which is a reading system. We have a stylus that reads dots on the page so kids can actually interact with it. They've added a 3D screen, so you now have a visual as well as a paper thing. So that's a really rich learning experience as well.
You mentioned how there's sort of some toys that are coming back in style. I find it interesting. Maybe it's the fact that the guy who's now in control of the toy company wants to live a bit of his childhood, so he brings up his particular one. It seems like there's a cycle to some of these toys that come and go.
Well, there certainly is, but I think that the really cool thing is that you can bring back a toy, but it still has to prove itself with kids. So Hot Wheels is turning 50 this year. Mickey Mouse is turning 90. But even though we all adults have great memories of these toys, it has to be new and relevant to today's kids. And they're looking for great ways for those to be expressed. I mean, today's kids are very facile with technology. You're going to see a lot of artificial intelligence coming this year. Spin Master's introduced a little robot that's about a cube about 3 inches on a side called Boxer, and it has optical things, and it's got interactive all kinds of ways to interact. But at the core of it, it's the play, it's the relationship between the child and the toy that really is classic play. So if you can prove that generation after generation, you're probably going to stick around.
What about toys that are influenced by movies and other products? In other words, is there another one we're going to see a lot? The Star Wars came about, you know, from last year and in a couple of years. Where are things happening this year, do you see?
Well, definitely the PJ Masks I mentioned before. You're seeing a shift towards things on Netflix. Like there's a show called Spirit, which is about a horse that's doing well. You're going to see less, I think, emphasis on individual movies to drive toys, because kids are consuming entertainment in different ways. YouTube stars like JoJo Siwa is actually being created as a toy. So it's really the diversity of entertainment for today's kids means that you can't just rely on movies, though movies are a very strong contributor for things like Marvel and Star Wars that you mentioned.
Do you see anything that happens in society that's inflected into the toys related to our culture, you know, gender descriptions or toys related to, ages and things like that?
Well, I think the toy industry always reflects the culture. So what kids see in the grown-up world, they want to reflect in their play. And one of the things that we've seen a lot of is as we've seen more emphasis on family time and parents interacting with their kids more, we've seen a big growth in games and a lot of things that parents can do together, and games that you don't have to be, you can play no matter what your age is. So there's things like Hasbro has some great games coming out where, you know, a kid and a grandparent can play together and have a fun time because it doesn't require specialized knowledge. It may be luck or it may be sort of skill in action. You could get water dumped on your head. Just silly fun and really classic play.
At this toy fair, do they just have new toys or is it other people saying, hey, look, we still got this great toy?
Some of both. Some of both. I mean, with 160,000 or more toys here, you're going to see things going into their second year. You're going to see things being introduced for the first time. I think a lot of attention is paid to the things being introduced for the first time, but you don't want to ignore the classics like Barbie, which has been around since 1959. You don't want to ignore Etch-a-Sketch, which has been around since 1960. Those are still great sellers year after year as each new generation and group of kids discover them.
People want to find out more about what's happening at this toy fair or what you're doing at TTPM. Where's a good place to get details?
Come see us at TTPM.com. In fact, we're going to be going backstage at some exclusive showrooms, and we'll have videos of those starting probably later today.
Sounds great. Chris Byrne, our favorite toy guy, joining us this morning. Thanks for the time, Chris.
Thank you.